New veterans from around the country come to Washington this weekend to launch a new mission. They've pledged to spend at least 6 months volunteering, starting with a community service project at a Southeast D.C. middle school. Meredith Knopp is Vice President of Programs for the Mission Continues, and she joins us now. Meredith, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, first of all, tell us about these veterans. Who are they and what do they want to accomplish?
Sure. So we are very excited to welcome over 100 veterans from across the country to Washington this weekend. These are all post-9/11 veterans that have served our country here and abroad. And they are starting a 6-month journey as Mission Continues Fellows, where they have actually selected a nonprofit organization in their local community where they will go and serve for the next 6 months, helping use their skills and their leadership to work with the nonprofits to address the issues and social issues that they're working on in their communities.
And is this full-time?
It is a part-time obligation that they're committing to, so they will be working about 20 hours a week for the next 6 months.
So how come they're coming to Washington first?
So we are very excited that every time that we begin a class of our fellows, they actually will begin with an orientation. So they are all flying to D.C. as we speak or getting ready to get on planes, depending on where they came from. And they will be going through a weekend of training, of leadership development, as well as doing that community service project tomorrow at Charles Hart Middle School in Congress Heights. So they're going to come together. They're going to establish themselves with a new unit here, that camaraderie, that esprit de corps, and regain that sense of purpose.
So what does the middle school get out of it?
So the middle school is going to have an incredible transformation tomorrow that will include everything from painting about 30,000 square feet to refurbishing a book room, building shelving, creating an outdoor garden area. So truly just a wonderful rehab and facelift, if you will, for the school.
And give us an example of the types of work that they will be doing in their communities over the long term.
Sure. So our fellows will be doing incredible work in various organizations, from some of the large organizations that you may have heard of, a YMCA, a Habitat for Humanity, a Big Brothers Big Sisters, to some smaller organizations such as the International Spirit of Healing or Pause for Purple Hearts or other smaller organizations across the community. So it's an incredibly diverse group where they're going to be going in doing everything from enhancing events and projects to helping them add capacity to address some very complex social issues.
We're speaking with Meredith Knopp, Vice President of Programs for The Mission Continues. And just going back to what they're going to be doing here in D.C., first of all, I'm interested to know how you selected this school and this project, and then what will they get out of it? Because I think a lot of us think about volunteering as just something we go and do. What sort of skills do you need to be an effective volunteer?
Sure. So the school is actually going to benefit tremendously. Charles Hart is a school where you have about 99% of the students on free and reduced lunch. So they're in an area that is going to really benefit from having these veterans, these men and women, come in. And getting out of volunteerism is really important because it's that spirit of service, that spirit of being part of something larger than yourselves and being able to give back to your community and seeing an incredible transformation in just a few hours. So it's going to be a wonderful opportunity for not only our fellows but some local supporters in the Washington, D.C. community, Booz Allen Hamilton, SAIC, all to come out and serve alongside of our veterans and make a positive difference.
All right. So when they get to town, they get some sort of training, then they go home. And what are you looking for long term? I mean, what happens after the 6 months are up? Does it change their lives in some way from what you've been able to see?
It does. We are so proud of all of our fellows that have gone through the program. All they're going through is serving at their nonprofit organizations. They're also working on a professional and personal development action planning. And all of our fellows come into the program with goals. Part of our job here at the Mission Continues is to help them realize those goals by focusing their energy and strengths, by mobilizing resources to help solve those problems and empower them to reach those goals. So it could be banding a better job or getting a job. It could be education, whether it's completing a bachelor's, a master's, or a PhD. Or sometimes it's just securing a very visible and permanent role of service in their communities. But all of our fellows are absolutely making a difference across the country.
And what happens to them after the 6 months? In other words, do you know if they find those jobs or if they actually go on to get the education that they had planned to get or said that they would get?
We do. We actually are very fortunate to work with Washington University that does independent third-party studies and analysis about the efficacy of our programs. And so we have our fellows complete a lot of surveys. We keep tabs on them as alumni. As alumni, they continue to stay engaged with the Mission Continues, whether it's speaking, whether it's helping us get the word about the program out to other veterans, or whether it's joining one of our service platoons, which are teams of veterans that work together in local communities to address tough challenges like homelessness, obesity, at-risk youth. So there's incredible opportunities for them to stay engaged as well as we stay engaged with them. They are part of our team, part of our family. We want to make sure that they are reaching their goals. And it's usually pretty easy because they're usually calling or emailing us or sending photos on social media about their graduations, about their new jobs. So it's an incredible, incredible environment.
Is there any evidence that this might help some of the veterans overcome the issues of post-traumatic stress disorder?
Yeah, so academic researchers, as I mentioned, have studied the Mission Continues Fellowship Program over several years and found that our program has an incredibly positive impact on addressing, you know, the professional, family, health, and community challenges experienced by many veterans as they return home.
It's interesting because it's a community service program where it seems like the emphasis really is on the volunteers and the fact that they get a lot more out of it. I'm sure they're helping their communities, but at least it seems like from the planning perspective, it's really about having the volunteers grow and figure out what to do after they leave the military.
Yes, it's a wonderful way to help them with their transition to sometimes just find that new sense of purpose by applying their skills and desire to serve a cause that they're passionate about.
All right. Well, how many have you gotten through this program so far? You've got 100 coming in this weekend. Give us a sense of the scope to date.
We've had 917 fellows successfully complete the program all across the country in 48 out of the 50 states. So we are incredibly proud of each and every one of them and what they're doing post-fellowship.
All right. Meredith Kopp is Vice President of Programs for The Mission Continues. Thanks so much for joining us with that update. And I hope the weather clears before they land.
We're optimistic that tomorrow will be a brighter day.